This is exactly right.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Babs Gray, and damn, don't you feel like a huge dork when you see art that inspires you?
Aw. I'm Brandi Posey, and my New Year's resolution is to always refer to serial killers as murder nerds. Look, nerd.
I'm Tess Barker, and never in my life have I remembered where I parked.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to 2024. And welcome
to I think it's going to be a good
life.
One.
Your life.
I think that,
this is your life.
Whose year is it? Is it,
it's a, is this it my guy, year? Bob.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's his year.
It's Bob's year.
Yeah.
It's definitely Bob's yeah. year for
Bob
sure.
Bob is my yeah. landlord, so that does track.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's always
yeah,
the landlord's year.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is the landlord until it's not. Someday.
Bob.
Bob. What are
my
you guys?
My landlord's name is Monty.
Oh.
So.
Mine is yeah. Johnny.
These are all good.
You guys really need to hang out.
It's a whole, that's a very like separate podcast. It's like the landlord's a lady to lady.
Landlord
lady,
to landlord.
Landlord to landlord. Oh, God.
I would actually listen to the fuck out of that.
I would too. Yeah.
Pretty funny. You're on their Patreon whether you want to be or not.
Oh, God.
They will just extract the money from you.
Oh, boy.
Do you we have any? I remember in the Meghan and Harry documentary, Meghan threw a dinner and she said, at the beginning of the new year, she likes to go around the table and have everyone say what their word for the year is.
Oh. Word.
Do you have a word for the year?
My word.
My word. She put what? I don't know.
I've got one. Splendor.
Oh, that's good.
Splendor. Bringing splendor into 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. I don't know.
I kind of put you on the spot.
Revolution, probably.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, just reading some tea leaves.
Yeah. Past due, really.
Yeah. What about you? Any what your word for 2024 is?
God, the ones that came to mind really right now are really corny.
That's okay.
That's okay. I mean, this is a corny ask. Like,
it was. And it's my corny ask. And now I'm like, what?
Your corny ass had a corny ass.
My corny ass. The word that came to mind first was presents.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
You want a lot of gifts?
I want a lot of gifts.
Present, okay. Splendor, and Revolution. That's a good 2024, y'all.
That is. Yeah. And a good girl, like a good girl group.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If nothing else, we can start that by the end of this year. We pretty much have one with our jingles. So we are a girl group. Yeah. What are we saying?
Oh my God, please.
Hell yeah. Please. Look out for our new single coming later this year. Present, Splendor, Revolution.
Oh boy. Should we get into it? Do we got anything to bug everyone about? Okay.
No,
Let's just do it. Our guest is so fun. She's a hilarious comic. She does shows all over the place. Follow her online to find out where she's coming to be funny near you. Please enjoy our hang with Christine Medrano.
Solid clap. Across the board. That was real life. Bam.
Let's jump into it. God, we're already having so much fun. Let's just let the listeners in.
Yeah, welcome, listener.
Say hi to our guest, Christine. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, you know what? I'll throw in a you're welcome. I'll just throw in a you're welcome to everybody, to the listener, to everybody involved.
How like often that. Do you guys drop a you're welcome?
Pretty often.
Really? Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever do, really. Well, I guess I don't know at all. But I don't know.
I feel like I almost never do. Because I fear that it can come off a little passive aggressive sometimes. Just by nature. Like, I don't know. I think for example, a you're welcome with a period, that's a fuck you, right?
It can be.
Well, because I think it seems like with a period is coming without the thank you, you know.
That's true.
I feel like you're being like, meaning being
you're
like,
welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Did something for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it needs an exclamation point or a heart emoji to like, you're welcome.
Oh, man, we were discussing, Brandy, apparently there's a restaurant in Northridge that has some Chuck E. Cheese animatronics still, so.
Oh, cool.
Wait, it's not a Chuck E. Cheese?
It is a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay,
the
gotcha.
Last remaining.
Oh.
It's going to remain the last remaining animatronics.
It's going to remain.
Northridge needed this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chuck E. Cheese tourism in Northridge.
Destination that rules. Northridge.
I'm glad it's close by because I wouldn't expect it to be, you know, you'd think it'd be not like in the middle of nowhere. So.
I know, it's kind of a cool win for California. It's a cool win for Northridge.
Is it a win?
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it as a win. Well, that's like, have you guys ever seen that documentary about the other, the Showtime pizza?
Rocket Fire Explosion.
Rocket Fire Explosion.
No. Oh, you have to see it. It's like one of my best, or one of my best documentaries. It's one of my best documentaries.
Some of your best watching work.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's about the band that came before the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics, and there's collectors, people who collect them in their garages, and then they reprogram them to like sing to like modern music, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it was like they strummed so Chuck E. could rock, you know.
Nice. Well, and then there's just the characters in it are amazing because they're just like exactly the kind of people who you think, you know. Yeah. Collect animatronics, and there's a guy who legitimately only drinks Mountain Dew, like only will drink Mountain Dew, and so you're like, yeah, okay, you're this guy.
I will say that sometimes I understand people like that because there were like 2 weeks in the pandemic where I only drank Gatorade just to see if I could, like, and I honestly felt fine. I felt great, actually.
And did you didn't get COVID-19 during that time, right? So maybe that's...
No, not at all. Well,
when you say you only drank Gatorade, are we talking like no coffee, no water, like literally
just water, just Gatorade?
That's cool.
Just Gatorade, no water. I need to drink more water. I'm so bad at drinking water.
It's like I'm trying to achieve a specific like water goal each day, no big deal, and it's very hard. And I
why
don't like
is it.
It
so hard to drink water?
I think it's just a pain in the ass because you have to pee all the time, and it's just
I think we would all drink more if we didn't have to pee so much, like if our bodies could retain more potentially. Like if I could be a camel, man, what a dream.
I need a camel bottom.
Yeah.
Like a camel back.
Yeah. Camel bladder. That's what it'd be into.
It just, it's in your butt, and when you pee, it deflates more. Yeah.
That would be so much better than just going to the bathroom for 30 seconds.
That's what that should come along with. That should come along with the Brazilian butt lift. It's pee in there. It's pee in there.
Yeah. Brazilian butt lift. It's pee.
Dude, if I could divert my pee into my butt.
But I mean, so temporary, because you'd have to be peeing it out all the time.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. But like, if you have a hot night out and you just want a big pee butt.
Glug, glug, glug.
Like a mosquito's like. Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's 9:15 a.m.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Christina, I like your shirt. Is it true?
It is true, but it's also like it's this female skater who she says that when men see her skating, they always come up to her and say this to her.
I used to skate.
Oh my god, that's so
really
funny. We need the same one for comedians. Like, I've always thought about you. Know, I've always wanted to try that. We need that for stand up.
My friends think I'm funny.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah,
because you skate, right, Christine?
I do skate, not as much as I used to, but it is very true that like the amount of men that will come up to you and just be like, hey, I used to skate. It's like all the time when you go anywhere.
Just
thank you. Dude, you're welcome.
I have an adjacent issue with my paddle board. Like, so when I go to the beach, the paddle board, like I have to inflate it and like get ready to go in the water. 10 out of 10 times. An older guy comes up to me when I'm setting up or bringing back in my paddleboard. He's like, I've been thinking about paddleboarding. So like that, like, should I get one like that? I'm like, if you want, yeah. So like, once you get out there, is it like sturdy? I'm like, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like when I'm like putting it back in my, I'll be like in a bikini. I'm like trying not to let my tits fall out. I'm huddled over my board, like trying to like put it back in the back. And every single time some like 50 or 60-year-old guy comes and like strikes up conversation with me completely unsolicited.
Oh my god. I wish they were doing this to animals and stuff, where they come up to dogs and being like, I've been thinking about sniffing people's asses.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about eating my own shit. Like
Anytime you're holding anything that belongs to a sport, though, that is an icebreaker for a man, you know, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to take it. And it's a nightmare.
We have an old tip that we don't know. I mean, it's been a while, but, you know, we heard that if you read the book Under the Banner of Heaven in public, a man will approach you. And people have told us it's true. So maybe this is a new just holding a sport item.
Just in a area,
and a nook.
Like a book and a racket, and you're just walking around, just like, hey, in a wedding dress. A book and a racket in a wedding dress.
I mean, at that point, if you are trying, if the point is to, you know, snag a man, I think it might as well just be a net.
Yeah. I mean, a net is just a racket that gave up, right?
Really let itself go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Big booty racket.
That was one of the best. When I first moved here, I was an intern at Gary Sanchez, which is like Will Ferrell and Adam McKay's company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are rich guys who like don't need anything, so the gifts they would get for each other were amazing. Like I got to be a part of those gifts sometimes, and one of them got the other one a net gun, so it would shoot a net out to trap someone.
That's cool.
That was like a cartoon.
Yeah, like a very fun day at the office.
Whoa. Does it actually encapsulate the whole person?
I don't think it ever actually like totally worked, but that's the idea. I guess it's probably not for people and maybe for like hunting or something, but.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's not as cute.
I know. But they weren't using it for that. You know, they were using it for
each other. You can hunt man. It's fine.
The most dangerous game.
Which is also a very I don't know that we're the most dangerous game. There's some very, I mean, like a moose is much scarier and more dangerous than a man in the woods.
Or a bear.
Or a bear.
I don't know. I think I would rather run into a bear than a man in the woods.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's true.
But yeah, no, I mean, yeah, a bear would be really scary, actually.
Yeah. It's just very arrogant for us to call ourselves the most dangerous game. And I'm like, have you seen most people? Like, go to Runyon on January 1st and see how dangerous we are.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is the people saying that are the ones who are like, you know, militia'd out. And it's like, well, yeah, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You guys don't think those people are dangerous?
No, I do.
I'm scared of them.
They're the scariest.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that they don't. I'm saying it's like because they have all that shit that they're.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I mean.
Pussies. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're dangerous pussies.
Yeah, yeah, if you gave a bear a gun, much scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're kind of cute, actually. They wouldn't
that
know what
would
to
be
do.
Really cute. And you know what? We should honestly, if there's a GoFundMe for that,
that's
I would be happy. That's
the program. The give back.
Yeah.
You don't give it back to the government. You give it to a bear.
I mean,
if anyone has the right to bear arms.
Hey!
922. Yes.
Get the fuck out of here, Brandy.
Okay.
But yeah, Christine, I've always wanted to skate, so.
It's a lot of fun. I could take you to a park one day. Just a lot. I kind of gear up though. You know what I mean? I have all the pads on. I don't look cool doing it, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is funny. Like how protection never looks cool. Like wearing a helmet while you ride a bike and stuff. Yeah.
No, but there's something liberating about being old enough to like actually rather not injure yourself.
Because you can. I mean, you could really fuck yourself up on that shit. So.
Ooh, oh, my God. Yeah. My friend broke her ankle and then still is skating. And I'm like, you're a wild one. But, yeah, you can really fuck up your, like, leg and shit.
Yeah.
Hit your head.
I remember in high school, I definitely was like, I want to be a skater. And I, like, bought a... I had like a mini Pokemon skateboard or something like something horrific, like the kinds they have at Toys R Us, you know. And I brought it to school one day, and I was like, okay, I can't pull this off.
You can. I learned how to skate when I was like 29.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
I would go. I lived in Hollywood at the time, and I would go like really late at night because it's actually really fun to skate down like Hollywood Boulevard, where like because it's like smooth.
Mm. Oh yeah,
where all the stars are, and it was really cool people watching. And then like I would like to go late at night because like I would not get in my head about like people seeing me eat ass.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to do. You probably can do tricks and stuff, Christine.
I can do just like some like drop in. I can. Like very basic. I'm like, I've landed 2 varials but never a kickflip, like, but it's I don't know, it's still like a lot of fun, but it's also fun just because you go to a skate park and you do truly make friends with like the most random people.
I love that.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
Tiny children who are like, now you're friends. It's just like okay.
Yeah, a couple of like young kids and then just like a guy named Doobie that shows up.
There was this man who would clean the skate park, and he's like, I was a felon before I found skateboarding. And he'd ask for $5 because he's like, I sweep the skate park every morning if you wouldn't mind pitching in. And we'd all just be like, sure, here's $5. Thanks for for sweeping the skate park.
Yeah. Hey,
that's cool. That's a good exchange.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not going to sweep it.
Because that's the other thing that people don't realize. Pebbles and twigs, they'll get you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Absolutely. A pebble will congruin you, fuck you up real bad.
That's why I wear a helmet. Yeah.
That's the thing I love about, I don't know, just all these different like things we can get into, like skating, where it'll totally change how you look at like a pebble, you know. And like when I was dating a rock climber, like he would just look at mountains completely differently than I would, you know.
Oh yeah, 100%. Or like something I notice when I'm running is like you only notice uphills when they're uphills, like you don't appreciate the downhill when you're on it. Like when I'm doing like an out and back, I'll be like, why didn't I think this was like a nice chill downhill on the way down? Now it's a fucking bitch when I have to go up it.
Yeah. Man, perspective. You it's know? Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to try rock climbing though. I've never done it, but they're opening one in like on Sunset. I saw like right in the like Echo Park.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like across from that Laffin's.
Oh, I'll do the fuck out of that. Mm.
Yeah.
I was like on a tear to, I don't know, find something to like, I wanted to do something on my own, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll try rock climbing. I'm like, oh, you like literally need someone to belay you. You can't really do this by yourself.
Yeah, that's extremely advanced.
You have to have a partner.
Yeah. So I'm not doing that.
No, the gym is attractive to me too because I like that it's like scary. I like things like that are like scary but not that dangerous.
Yeah,
right, like you're in a contained environment and
yeah.
I just think it would be a little bit hard if you were like struggling for like the first couple of things and then like a child just like spiders up past you with like one hand holding by a tinky toe and you're just like, all right, yeah, I know. Like, we'll get there.
You have 30 pounds, you have to get up this rock. Don't get the smile off your face.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I would just be like, you see these tits, kid? I gotta bring these up there.
And then, yeah, I got my own boulders.
I would get kicked out and yeah, hey. It'd be great.
That just reminds me, I don't know if this is true, but I think the person who like holds like one of the world records for like holding a plank is just like a little girl. You know what I mean?
Because oh, God, who are her parents?
Yeah,
who's
that's
teaching
a good question.
This kid what a plank is?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
Not only teaching her what a plank is, but making her compete in planking.
Yeah. That's such a like static activity for a child. Like, I think
it's not a game.
No, it's not fun.
She probably has an iPad in front of her or something.
Watching a TV.
She lies out to take
she's
a nap.
She's watching those incredibly creepy like YouTube things that none of us understand that like, make her talk.
Yeah. I wonder how long she did it for, though.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to be spreading fake news around.
Tell us about who, tell
I'm going to guess. Okay, my guess is going to be 43 minutes.
Mm. I feel like it's going to be longer. I'm going to say like 73 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
I think it might be something. I'm gonna.
It's probably might be like 3 hours or something. I don't really know.
I think so. Plank pose. He held himself in plank pose for it was a little boy, 4 hours, and at the age of 13.
Wow!
What 4 hours?
Wow.
That's like too. That's too long.
That's too long
that's
to do anything.
Crazy.
Yeah, to do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and at 13, man. I want to see. He's probably like a very tiny, skinny little boy or something.
Yeah.
It's creepy because he probably has like abs, which is like just creepy when a child is like ripped. You're like, this is weird.
I remember
it's like when a cat is ripped. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. I remember like a news story years ago that was just like not that much older than a toddler, maybe a 4-year-old that was just like Mr.
Yes,
Universe.
Yes, it's
out.
So weird.
And I was
so creepy.
Ugh. I was like, somebody. That's abuse. What happened to that?
You know what? Yeah. This was also abuse, but I remember thinking it was really cute. Do you remember that viral video of the baby that smokes cigarettes?
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh
no,
my
I don't
God.
Think I've seen that.
It was a viral video like 10 years ago, and it was this little fat baby, and he was still wearing diapers, and he smoked cigarettes like an old man. Oh, it was so cute.
Oh, where is he God. Now? I want to know.
I'm sure not alive.
He is iron lung.
Not that. All we know is he did not grow into the plank kid. That's all
no.
I can say.
No. Oh my God, that's amazing. Mom, are you sure you weren't watching a Roger Rabbit short with Baby Kermit?
Tess does confuse that a lot with reality.
Yeah.
Dang. God, that's crazy. Man. Yeah. I mean, how much is that baby inhaling, though?
That's true. He's just holding it in his mouth.
Poser.
Yeah.
I know. Aesthetic.
Yeah, he doesn't know. There was, what was that thing that you, or Brandy sent us that was, there was like somebody, his friend wanted to get addicted to running, so he wore nicotine patches only when he ran, so that he would want to run to get the nicotine high.
And he's running like 5 marathons. Yeah.
He said it worked. It worked.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is genius.
This guy needs to write a book because you could get addicted to anything, right? Like, whatever you need to get addicted to.
Is that a challenge?
That's how this kid, like, that's how this, they got this kid to do the planking. They were,
I guess nicotine patch and plank.
Yeah, just dangle it in front of him. And it's like, you get a new one every 5 minutes, kid. And he's just like, by the end of it.
Just covered in patches. That is genius. I feel like... I guess you could use it for anything, but it feels like very specifically that, since it's like
cardio feels like
cardio.
Horrible. Yeah.
It has like an end to it.
What about cleaning? Like, what if you just wore a nicotine patch when you clean?
If anyone wants to try that and get back to us,
I feel like we're really, I do feel like somebody could really abuse this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the point of what we're talking about, but now I kind of want to try. I've never tried a nicotine patch and I kind of want to now.
Are we just going to all get addicted to nicotine patches?
2024, baby. Here we are. It's a new year. You know, why not?
I need to find the healthiest way I can to get fucked up. And I think that might. Honestly, it could be up there.
It could
honestly be. I feel like you could start a TikTok trend with this right now. You do a few videos of you nicotine patches and cleaning. That's content right there.
I do watch cleaning videos, and I don't know who of them is wearing nicotine patches.
Yeah. What a fun way to go viral.
What kind of cleaning? I do a lot of pressure washing videos.
Yes,
I like to watch
good. Did you know? Okay, yeah. Christine, there is a game on PS5 and a bunch of other things, Switch and other things, that is called, it's a power washing game, and it's amazing.
I have a PS4, so don't tell me this.
Okay, it might be available on there. I don't know, but it's, I had to stop playing it because I was like staying up late at night. Fake power washing.
That sounds like a really good high activity.
Oh yeah, it's like so satisfying. Like you're washing, like you're washing a circus. Like you're washing a crazy thing. It's amazing. It's great.
I hope a power washer created it and is now making.
I hope so.
I hope so too. You got to retire the hose.
You guys, I'm just realizing, like, we have a power washer, and I let Sean do it. I ask him to do it. Maybe I should just.
You should get in on it once or twice. Get that patch on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, patch up, power wash.
The only thing about power wash videos, because like a popular one is like rugs. Like somebody will take a really dirty rug and then they're like.
I love those.
But like every time I watch that, I'm like, when we have don't have water anymore, these are going to be a really disgusting video. Like the amount of water they're using on a thing that is garbage. It's fucking insane.
To get like a Tweety Bird rug clean.
Oh, thank God we kept that. Yeah. Also, how are these rugs getting that dirty? I got a lot of questions. Some of these rugs have seen crimes, and I think we should just let them go.
No, they should all be let go. It's just for our pleasure.
So dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're just like rugs that were like in someone's garage or something. Like, that's what I think. It's just like outside.
That makes sense.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Just a pig's rug. Here, can you please clean my Tweety for me?
Just something under a trough. The trough catcher.
Trough rugs.
Yeah. Well, thank God we're cleaning those. Pig is static as something that nobody appreciates.
I got my first HydraFacial in Vegas last week. Which, you guys.
What's
the deal? Ooh.
Water?
Is it power wash to your face? Is that kind of?
It's exactly that, Brandy. It's
okay,
exactly
great.
That. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's they go in and they essentially, they power wash your face. So like it gets all the shit out of your pores and then it like also stimulates like collagen production. So like while it's getting the shit out of your pores, it like super hydrates your skin. And then at the end, they show you all the shit they washed out of your face.
Whoa.
I'd like to see that.
Like, same.
Yeah, yeah. That part that sounds
very
sold me.
Satisfying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do love, like, pimple.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. No, they're great. Yeah, those videos are great.
I'm not I can't get on board with it. I get it, but I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't.
I'm a pimple popping watcher.
You watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's so satisfying.
I think it's satisfying. Yeah.
It is satisfying. Because it's like, it feels like it's nice to have a problem that you can have like a concrete solution to.
For sure. For sure. Well, and like, I also think that we spend so much time just like online and outside of our bodies that to be reminded that our body is just a weird body sometimes is like, there is something kind of nice about that. Like, oh, I just have a disgusting body. Everything's okay.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. There's just something fine to be like, cool, I'm just like making weird stuff for somebody else to squirt out, and I can't like tell my body not to do it. It's just gonna happen outside of myself, man.
And sometimes they're so close up, I don't even know like what part of the body the pimple is on.
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah. Where are we?
It's like another planet.
The ball sack? Is this behind the ear? I can't tell. In bed at night, like looking at it.
Yeah.
Dusting.
It is wild. I mean, that's what it's just so interesting. The stuff that like we watch now. Adam was telling me that like this is insane. One of the biggest like Twitch streamers or something, you know, someone who we don't know exists, but has a lot of money based on playing video games online or something. He did like a live show, at some huge venue like Madison Square Garden or something. So the way it's set up is like that he's there and it looks like he's in his room. It's just a green screen, but there's actually a live audience. So there's like 20,000 children watching him play a video game, but he looks like he's in his room, but they're actually sitting there in front of him. And I was like
a set?
Yeah, I guess, or like green screen or whatever. And I was just like, what is going on? This is insane.
No.
And he was like, that's what entertainment is now. Like people are literally going live to see him do this.
You know what devastates me about this is people in our generation, I think all have had at least one, if not several triggering experiences where you thought you're going to hang out with someone, you end up just watching them play video games.
Yes.
And instead of learning from that and evolving, we just doubled down, and now we're 20,000 people are in that situation.
People are
we
doing
made
it on
it
purpose.
A job. That we're person's like, made e-sports. So much money. Oh God!
E-sports.
Thank God, my
e-sports.
High
sports.
Yeah, thank God my high school ex like doesn't know that that's a job. If he'd been able to flip it like that, I'd be real mad.
But goddamn, I feel like colleges.
Colleges have like e-sport teams now.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Obviously, it's like, but it's still just like very
sad.
It's just
very
weird.
Sad. Yeah, I'll very say this weird. About esports: that does sound like a great sport for nicotine.
Yeah.
Get that Mountain Dew guy in here.
Yeah,
we're set.
Yeah, nicotine and Mountain Dew. Man, you are. That is not a butt full of piss that you want to be around.
All right, we gotta go drain some things. We'll be right.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Christine.
And I did have an idea. I don't really think we need it, but we could nicotine patch when we podcast. Anyway.
Wait, has anyone here done a nicotine patch?
No.
No, never.
Because I want to know if you get high from it.
I mean,
I'm sure you get something.
What is nicotine? Because what does nicotine do?
Okay,
it
so
makes
regular
me feel bad.
It makes you feel bad, but like in a kind of fun way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
not like in a Kratom like, way.
Not in a Kratom way. I'm trying to think of like how to describe it. It's like you know what it is? It's like you're just like lightheaded.
Okay.
In a relaxing way.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a patch would probably do that too then.
I think so.
Yeah. I would just be curious if that would make you want to like smoke more or if the patch would be like enough.
Right.
Would the patch like, you know, lead, would it go the other way?
I think it sometimes might, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because didn't like Jeff like ironically start vaping and like became addicted for a while?
Yes, became addicted, yeah. I think that like Ironic
vaping.
Well, he like did it as like a bit, I think, or like he didn't think it was.
No, they got a bunch of free ones or something for a festival, so he was kind of like jokingly doing it, and then
look at me, and I was like,
yeah.
I need this to live.
Because that's the thing about nicotine is like it only gets you high like the first four times you use it.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And then it's like imperceivable. But like it's like this kind of like low grade addiction that's just running.
You're just like always like trying to follow it.
Yeah, like I had a cigarette for the first time. I can't smoke right now because of my jaw situation. But I had a cigarette for the first time. I remember when I almost got addicted to smoking like 6 months ago.
Oh yeah.
Like Sean and I bought a pack of cigarettes, and he bought a pack of cigarettes because he was going to Vegas, and I was like, why don't you leave me one of those? And then he left, and I went in the backyard, and I like poured myself a whiskey, and I was like, oh my god, this is the best thing I've ever. It felt
sweet elixir.
Yeah. Like, if you can smoke like one cigarette every 2 years, you're gonna have the best experience of your life.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you guys know, I think I've talked about it before, but I always think about how Gwyneth Paltrow smokes one cigarette a week.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that surprising?
It is very surprising. It actually makes me respect her more. I don't know why.
Me too.
Right. Me too.
She's just like us.
It's probably like a super crazy, like hand rolled artisanal situation. Yeah. Like, I don't think she's got a pack of Marlboros in the drawer.
I could see it going both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be curious.
What does Gwyneth Paltrow smoke? Okay. Because here's another thing that like, I don't know if everyone knows this, but she was, when she went to UCSB, she was like a notorious like party girl.
Mm.
And I love that she went to UCSB. That's so her. But so if we can surmise that she picked up the habit at UCSB, then I think we're looking at a Marlboro Light situation.
Yeah. Mm. That tracks. Okay.
I can see her as a crush girl.
Yeah.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Camel crushes.
Oh my God. Camel crushes were lit.
Yeah.
They still have them, but I don't know what they do because they can't do the menthol now.
What? Rude. Double? Yeah, what is like, crush going to do?
That's what she smokes, and she left some here after like a Halloween party. And I was like, I haven't smoked one, but I was like, I wonder what happens now.
Yeah.
Well, the mystery can be solved.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, I mean, is it all, because they banned all flavors, right? Not just mint.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just in California, I think if you went to Vegas or something, I think you'd still get menthols, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe Keister has a connect.
Yeah. I'm sure she had like a stockpile or something.
Yeah. I mean, the Arizona border is only 5 hours.
I have like an alumni event. I got two messages on LinkedIn that were actually valid messages from people, which I was
horrible.
Shocked. I was like, how did this happen at a similar time?
Yeah.
But, one of them was like an alumni thing. Anyway, I'm going to tonight, I think. You know, we'll see if I decide I want to go. But I was like, I should just be the weirdest bitch at this thing. I should get one of those long cigarette things and just be like, I was like, it'd be really fun to just show up and be like insane at this. So maybe I'll put one of the Camel Crushes in the long cigarette thing. I'll have to take it out of the long cigarette thing and crush it and put it back.
There you go.
I will say that was a really standout fact for me from the Brittany memoir is that she smokes Virginia Slims.
Yeah. Ooh. That was a reveal. We didn't talk about that reveal. That was a reveal.
No. Like, I mean, to smoke Virginia Slims at any age is fantastic. And this day is great. Yeah. And like, it's just like, why smoke?
Yeah, they barely exist. But it makes sense, I think.
Fun.
Think it's elegant, and it like is just, it's nothing.
It makes my hand look so tiny.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Christine, we're going to ask you some stupid questions.
Yeah.
As in a MySpace bulletin would.
Yes.
I didn't say that correctly, but you get
theme,
it.
The theme song.
Beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, great at the end there.
Thank you.
Can't be beat.
All right.
Okay.
You got one?
Okay. I did. What is your favorite piece of jewelry?
I don't really wear jewelry, but I guess it'd be, there's this one, I like a very thin gold chain that my girlfriend has that I sometimes wear.
No, that's good. That's nice.
A gold chain is boss.
Yeah. It's like very, very thin, you know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I'm like, it's just,
I like that. Just a little
very faint idea of jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right. Yeah. Correct answer.
Good answer. I'm looking for another question. Sorry, guys.
Okay. All right. I got one. Christine, how do you feel about golden Oreos?
Golden Oreos? I don't like the cream inside Oreos. I just like the cookies. So I think I would maybe like them. I'm not a big Oreo person, right? The filling is weird.
Have you had Oreo thins?
It is weird.
No.
Oreo thins is where it's at if you're not a cream person. Because it's okay. Just, they have a very small amount of the cream.
Oh, it's like the half.
Perfect. Yeah, it's like more cookie. It's perfect. Oh. I love them.
Because I'm not a big faint idea.
On the cream too. Yeah exactly. Yeah. Like the necklace. It's
a, you know what's funny is I'm not big on the cream necklace either, but but okay, when cookies and cream ice cream, they don't put the middle part in. Don't they just use the sandwich part and then it's ice cream? Because I think they nail it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
it's just the cookie.
Except for, I will say, my favorite ice cream is Ben & Jerry's mint chocolate cookie, in which they use a full cookie that's like a mint cookie Oreo. Ooh. And that is delicious.
What? Ooh. I didn't know about this, but I love Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, you have to try
mint chocolate
it.
Stuff.
It's fucking amazing. It's
whoa.
It's just like full, like really chewy, like mint cookies inside of it.
Ooh,
I'm getting that today.
Yeah, it's bomb.
Recently, my Ben & Jerry's discovery, they have one that's churro.
Ooh, that looks
so
good.
Ooh.
It's so funny because I always stick with the mint chocolate, but I'm like, God, I haven't expanded enough and the Ben & Jerry's universe, and so I'm sure there's a lot of other
ones. And I hate to say it, but the Jimmy Fallon one is good, too.
The Jimmy Fallon one is good.
I've not tried it yet. I got to pick it up.
It's a good
unfortunately. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
They should have one based on him degloving his finger.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's cherries in it.
It should have like just red flesh.
Yeah.
It's just like whiskey in the ice cream.
Yeah. That was a hard day when you're like, God damn it, the Jimmy Fallon ice cream is good. Fuck. Yeah,
it's his best work. Dare I say it's his best work.
Yeah. The James Corden one, still trash though.
Okay, Christine, are you a geek?
Yes. I think with certain things. But not, I mean, I've been playing a lot of chess and poker lately, and I feel like that's geeky in a different way. It's geeky.
Are you playing like with stakes? Like, do you bet when you're playing poker?
I gamble with money. Chess, no, for fun. Nice.
I do feel like televised poker has taken the mysterious badass allure out of it, because they'll just be like a guy with like a hat and like just with emotionless next to like, yeah, it just you watch real poker players and you're like, oh, it's not just like, but smoking in a basement.
Just a bunch of goatees.
Yeah.
A lot of crypto bros now, yeah, I feel sure. like, you know.
Yeah.
Is crypto even a thing still? I mean,
actually doing very pretty well. Great.
Didn't know I was on
the
crypto.
We all
bros.
Know the market.
Yeah.
That's hot. We all know the crypto market.
We're just like, actually, Ethereum's off.
It's actually
BTC is
kind
of popping off at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not invested in any shit coins. I'm not an asshole.
I mean, it's like I definitely have a little bit somewhere, but I couldn't tell you what or where. So hopefully I remember that when it's going well.
Look,
that's probably the best way to have crypto, honestly.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. Look, the pandemic was hard on everybody. We all have crypto now.
I saw the Pez collection. You think I don't have crypto? Get out of here.
Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah. Did any of you try to earnestly collect Beanie Babies or any sort of like investment, toy investment opportunity?
No.
My grandma was really into Beanie Babies. So I used to, like, when I got them at McDonald's, I would give them to her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's cute.
I do have a friend that did. And I think that she just ended up like donating them all to like Goodwill or some shit like that. Like, did not.
Yeah. I will say this. Ty, what's his last name? His first name's Ty? I don't know. The Beanie Baby inventor.
Mm-hmm.
I've been outside his house.
I didn't realize it was a man named Ty or someone named Ty.
It's a man named Ty. And I've been to his, I'm not to his house, but like outside of his house. No, this sounds creepy. I've seen his estate in Santa Barbara, and it's one of the most beautiful properties I've ever, like, whatever. That man made so much money on those stupid toys. Like, he has the most gorgeous, palatial, beautiful estate I've ever seen in Lake Monastery. Like, it rivals Meghan and Harry.
I wonder if he is the one that started the rumor that it was an investment opportunity. Or, like, where did
that's kinda smart.
I did watch the movie about it, and it's like an intern kind of who was just kind of like, if he did limited editions or something, and it was like this girl who came up with the idea, and then he kind of took it and ran with it.
Do you remember the Princess Diana bear? Like,
I was just thinking about that when you said investment opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, that was supposed to be like a really expensive one, right?
Yeah, that was like the big one. Also, I think the only notable death I can think of commemorated with a stuffed animal.
with a collectible investment stuffed animal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but you know what? It kind of makes sense, like, in retrospect, right? Because, like, I feel like the Venn diagram of Beanie Baby people and Diana stands is like pretty big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, definitely. Oh man, yeah. I'm H. Ty Warner. That's his name. Damn.
I'm imagining a world in which the Princess Diana Beanie Baby stands and the guys who collect the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics have like a really sordid affair where it's like it's really passionate and like, you know, great sex, but they just like can't make it work.
Yeah. Man,
they're just two different sides of the tracks.
He bought the Four Seasons Hotel in New York with Beanie Baby money. He just owns that. Yeah. That's
oh my God.
We're so stupid.
I know.
Stupidest. How could you think that we're better than a bear? We're the dumbest.
We're not.
I'm in a physical bear, not a Beanie Baby bear, but you see it.
Yeah, yeah.
We should make a crypto Beanie Baby.
Oh my God. Wait, this is genius. Whoa. Beanie coin.
Whoa, and the different denominations are like different Beanie Babies?
Oh my God. Christine, wait a minute. We're on to
now
something
we're talking.
Here.
We're
talking. Like, this is how we rope women.
How do you start a crypto?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I don't.
You guys, if we can learn how to skateboard, we can learn how to start a crypto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could start a crypto.
But I always think about that. Like, okay, so Beanie Babies at their peak, like market value, how much was a Beanie Baby? Like $10?
Top. I mean, I think it was, maybe.
Yeah.
12 maybe? Not
okay, let's say $12, and they were popular for maybe like 18 months.
Yeah, $5 was the main amount.
Wow.
So this man is worth $6.1 billion from a product that cost $12 and was popular for a year and a half.
Damn. We are dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid. We're so fucking dumb.
That just speaks to how depressed everybody actually was in the 90s.
Yeah. And they weren't really talking about mental health yet. So it was just being channeled through Beanie Baby.
Beanie Baby collecting.
Like, no one's talking about their childhood. They're just buying these bears. Jesus Christ.
I think that too all the time about like Red Bull too, though. Like, they have like F1 cars. They send guys to space. I'm like, are we drinking that much Red Bull?
Not anymore. Not, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I had a good run with Red Bull. I feel like everyone did, right? With energy drinks before we realized how really it's like they're giving people like heart palpitations.
Yep.
Excuse
Hell
me.
Hell yeah.
I'm currently drinking a Celsius.
I was
Celsius
literally just thinking crack. Of the Celsius.
I love Celsius.
In my so fridge.
Good. I'm yeah. obsessed. Yeah.
I think they did like a, someone did like a drug test to, and they were like, this is like it's test like tested positive for like a bunch of stuff, but I still wanted, I still drink Celsius.
We're been, we've been, it's, they're so heavy good. In this house. It's this is, definitely I'm addictive.
So embarrassed to so say good. This, but I've never tried a Celsius.
Really, Tess? Well, you're a coffee gal. Like you I'm don't really gal. You don't really go energy drink unless like you really have to. Yeah.
Celsius though, like you feel the difference in your body.
No, you I do. Feel, you like, feel it. I'm like, if I like need to get shit done, I'm like, this is
yeah.
this is appealing. Would you guys say? I mean, is it like as good as like allergy medicine?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I think it's up there actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's up there. I don't I know like, though, because you like your level of caffeine is more than mine, like your intake. So
yeah,
I for me, I like don't drink that much coffee. So this is like a definite like, you know, influx of caffeine.
I've taken like some Adderalls before, and I feel like honestly, Celsius is will do more for me than yes, like if agreed. I just popped an Adderall.
You don't feel as like gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not like really a come down or anything. You're just kind of yeah. like
that's how we know of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if you never stop, then there's...
And look, it's got 7 essential vitamins. So.
Oh, my God. It's so yeah. good for you.
And dude, after this, never
I'm
lie.
Slapping on a nicotine patch. I'm getting a Celsius. Thing of Ben and Jerry's mint ice cream.
Starting a crypto. And we're starting...
we're starting Beanie Crypto immediately. Yeah. Wow, I do think that's a great idea, honestly.
You too.
I know. How do we, I mean, how do we rope in someone who can handle
I guess we also would have end. To like, because it's like a licensing thing. I didn't think about that, but.
But we could probably get around that with like.
Parody law.
Oh, yeah. Good. This is why you're on the team.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a satirical crypto.
Because Dogecoin was, right?
That's true.
It was like, right? Yeah. So it was. Mm-hmm. Make a shit coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like I own some Doge because it's just funny.
Yeah.
You know, put $10 on Doge 2 years ago. Yeah. Well, I looked up ways to create a cryptocurrency. You have to create a blockchain, which we'll figure that out.
Oh,
sorry. We'll
out.
Figure that out.
I'm already out. Like...
One of the steps
lost me a blockchain.
I do think we're gonna have to. I do think we're gonna have to wear some shirts that say like "Tell me about crypto" or something.
Yeah, just, yeah. You know. I used to crypto. That's the shirt.
I used to crypto. Yeah,
that shirt would actually do pretty well, probably.
Yeah. I owned some Doge.
Yeah, just Doge.
I wonder what the like on Etsy if like what the like. What the Venn diagram of like Etsy users and crypto merch is on there. Because it feels like a different, it's appealing to a different person, but
for
who
sure.
knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. The crypto bros don't know about Etsy yet, I don't think.
Yeah. Probably not.
It's two different like browsers. Like they don't allow you to go to the other.
Yeah. There's like certain things that I try to figure out that I'm like, oh, this is something that nobody has ever made an Etsy craft about. Like that's a list I try to
oh,
try
that's interesting.
On.
That's a good list.
And do you look it up though? Because I feel like
yeah. No, I will like go, I'll think of an idea and then I'll like go and try to check something out. Like, hold on. Where's the, I always forget the name of this, this fucking guy. Where's my presents tab? There's this like kind of fake society thing that a bunch of David Lynch and Tom Waits and a bunch of those guys, they all belong to it. It's like the Sons of Lee Marvin. Marvin is this like old character actor that they all look like, and they have like they have like cards that they give each other, and it's like their own little club, and there's no Sons of Lee Marvin.
Oh my God,
on,
I love
Etsy.
That.
There's
what
no...
is it, Mensa?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It's pretty good.
All right, well, yeah. we've got a blockchain to make, so we're just going to do that over the break really quick, and then we'll be back.
BRB.
everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. This is Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Christine.
And let's do a lady problem. Hey, we need lady problems, actually. So if you've been thinking about it, if you got one noodling around, if you want to take your friend's problem and pretend it's yours.
We love that.
If you want to steal one from Reddit, do whatever. It's fine. Just call us 323-6-BUT-30 or email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I've got a lady problem for you. So I've had quite a year. 2023 was a bit of a mess for me. I started off with separating from my long-term partner in January. We've been together for about 6 years. Moved in with my sister about an hour and a half away from where I was living with my partner, which means I'm commuting back to the city all the time for theater engagements. I applied to a couple of master's and specialty programs and didn't get in and got waitlisted. And I went to clown school. I got laid off from my job and now I'm back at work. I just feel, oh, I also turned 30. So I just feel like I'm at this crossroads in my life and that something has to change and I just don't know what or how anymore. Everything is so expensive. Gas is expensive. Rent is expensive. I just lost my job and now I have it back. Do I apply to school? Do I not apply to school? Do I move to a different city? I've made lists. I've made spreadsheets. I've made budgets. I just don't know how to make a decision when the fork is so stark and things are so difficult. So I guess I'm asking, how have you approached similar situations in your life in the past? Any advice for big life changes? Thanks. Bye.
Big life changes. I just avoid them personally.
Just keep hitting snooze.
It always works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think it's especially tough these days because it feels just like, throwing caution to the wind, quote unquote, is like, I think it's harder to pursue careers that are less, uncertain. And it's always hard. I mean, nothing's certain, obviously. You can fucking... I always think about all the friends. People got, law degrees and then had a really hard time finding jobs. Nothing's fucking certain, so...
Yeah.
But I do think that, with just economy-wise, it's harder these days to kind of make it work by, threading a bunch of different shit together. I don't know.
Start by getting rid of the shit you don't want to do. Sounds like you don't want to be commuting into the city anymore. So, address that first.
Mm-hmm.
You're not enjoying that. So whether it's, I don't know if it's New York or LA or where you're in the suburbs of, but move to the city you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's going to recharge your energy. I think that's making you feel like you're in a transitional place because you are.
Yeah. That's a very good point. You need to kind of be in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is wild to think of how much time goes into commuting and stuff too that could be going towards looking for new gigs or feeling more recharged in different ways to, really be able to analyze where you're at with stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also just kind of it is so hard right now because I feel like everything costs so much more money and it's harder to make money now. Money is worth a lot.
Yep.
Worth less. So it's just kind of you have to really, I don't know, I feel like it's just a bad time all around.
Yeah.
We're not in a good place in the world or anywhere, but to just, definitely find community. I feel like that's always grounding and helps you to maybe find jobs too. You know what I mean? I feel like most of the jobs that I've gotten have been through like people I know or things like that, but it's just hard right now. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't just you. I don't know anybody that's had a killer 2023. This has been a hard year for pretty much everybody, I think.
Yeah.
You know, just to let you know, you're not struggling through this alone, I don't think. Man.
And I feel like a lot of people are feeling that same way of like they're in a weird place where they don't know what the next thing is or like what to do next. The amount of people I've talked to that feel this exact same way is like, it's like, I feel like you're the odd man out if you aren't feeling that way.
Totally. Mm-hmm. It is kind of comforting because everyone I talk to is pretty much kind of like in a similar zone. You know, there's like five people who have it figured out. Like, I don't fucking know, dude. And like, even when doing this for, you know, we've all been doing comedy for a long time and it's still like the next step is always uncertain, you know. So any kind of direction you take, it's like you're still gonna have, you know, choices to make.
And also like ask yourself, like, do you really not know what you want to do next? Or do you know and you're scared?
That's a huge question.
I think like a lot of times when an idea like excites you or when you have like emotional investment around something, like your inner saboteur is like, no, you can't do that, like the economy sucks and everything's hard and I don't, and like I got rejected a couple times, and it's like sometimes it's about confronting that fear or even like recognizing that fear, because I think fear can disguise itself as like rational reasons why not to do things, and like that's actually your fear talking. So like I would also try to like continue with some introspection, and like if there is something that you want to do but like you're intellectually talking yourself out of it, or like it sounds like you face some rejection, so if those rejections are like making you think that the whole thing you should just give up on, when really like it is a bummer that you got rejected from those grad programs or waitlisted for those grad programs, but like if that's what you want to do and there's still a part of you that wants to do that, maybe it is like just keeping this job and applying to the programs next semester. So
Oh, definitely. Or are there things in like in that field that like you don't necessarily need the grad program for right now, but like would give you better experience that would make it even a more fulfilling experience when you do get into it? Or like that would maybe help you find something that you're like, oh, I actually like this part of it and I don't really need that, you know, like just working within it, I think would help a lot for sure. And it's also like you are making... Like you ended a long-term relationship, and like that is a massive shift in energy and time and everything. And like, I don't think there's anything wrong with also just like taking a beat to let all of that settle, you know, as this other stuff is like, you know, figuring it out. Like you don't, like that is a major shift too. Like don't give yourself the, you know, some patience around just like, cool, like, all right, great. That you can't just be like, all right, I checked that off. That thing's done. It's like there's a lot to process after a long thing like that ends too, you know?
Well, and I think it also shows that you do know how to make hard decisions, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You made a really hard decision and and I think you followed your gut. And so you have that in you. So I think just, I've tried to trust yourself a little bit more, and I do think moving to the city, if you can figure it out, is a really good step. Like that can be a first step towards figuring the rest of it out. Cause it's like, you don't need to know about the school stuff and stuff right now. You should probably just get yourself in a situation where you're closer to the things you want to be doing. And that could really just help lead to the next part.
Yeah. I think also just like being in the mix of things will just make you feel better about anything. You know what I mean? Like when you're not having to sit in a car and like be with your own thoughts every day for extra time.
Get away from your thoughts. I mean,
I will say, if you stop commuting though, keep listening to our show.
Yes. go on your hot girl walk with us.
Yes.
I mean, and also like you might just be like, that decision to the breakup wasn't that long ago. And like, you might be like, that might have just met your max for like hard decisions you can make for a while. Like,
yeah.
You might just like, maybe you're coming out of that finally and you're ready to kind of make the next big shift, but it might have been unrealistic to think that you're going to make like all these life changes all at the same time.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like, you know how when somebody's like, I'm going to get healthy and I'm going to work out and I'm going to like have changed my diet to this completely and do blah, 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 blah. And it's like that, it becomes very like, it's not realistic to do all of that at once, you know, and like stuff just kind of takes time to implement major life changes, you know, if you want them to actually stick and like, you know, really become a part of a new lifestyle. And I think that applies to like this kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also like managing your expectations about what you're going to get out of certain things, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're looking for like grad school to maybe fix certain things or like it may not, and like kind of know that going into it. But also, I don't know. It sounds like you also need to, she needs to give herself some grace. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. We all need to give ourselves quite a bit more grace just in general. Like shit is hard every day in this life, you know, especially now as things get harder and harder, and it feels like things that should have our backs have it less and less.
But like, this is like the, also like the corny, like spin instructor in me, but like, but like also like adversity, like successful people like know how to take adversity and like use it in a constructive way. And like, so you have been knocked down a little bit, but like, try to shift your mindset a little bit to like view that more as something else on the path. Like, that is gonna make you stronger and point you in the right direction. And like, fuck that fucking grad school for waitlisting you. You'll fucking show them. You're gonna be the most successful clown this town has ever seen.
Damn straight. Yeah. Let the power of spite and revenge flow through you and make you stronger every day.
Yeah, I get a feeling that, like, we'll get an, you know, hopefully an update in a year having made some of these choices. And then you're going to be like, but what about this one now? But in a good way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do feel like you're about to move through these things in a way that you maybe don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
because you're going to have, you have, we all have to make choices. Like, that is how life goes. Like, you do have to make choices to keep going. And so, like, some of this stuff is just going to naturally happen and you're going to figure out how to, you know, follow your gut and end up where you need to be.
Well, and also, it's like, you just turned 30, which is like, like the amount of like decisions you're going to make in this next decade is exciting, but you're going to know yourself more and more with every single one. The chaos of your 20s is behind you. Congratulations, you made it through. and like, I don't know, I'm like, I'm excited for her. I mean, like, 30 is like that, what, like, it's very exciting, I think.
It's a great decade. 30s,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's going to be like your 20s, but you're going to have money.
Yeah,
it's hopefully a good time. It's a good time.
Yeah, hopefully. You'll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Saturn's return stuff going on.
No, exactly. Like, that shit's winding down. Now it's just like fucking figuring out who you are now.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Fear is exciting. I mean, sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, this kind of fear is, you know, where it's like, I think when you have like a lot of possibilities and ways that you can go, it can be like, what's it, like analysis paralysis or whatever too?
Yes. I mean, I have that thing where like, I'm definitely facing this kind of stuff lately. And I have that thing where I'm like, God, I wish it was just like a choose your own adventure book in which I would cheat and keep my finger on the last choice in case I need to go back. Because it is fucking scary. Yeah. And like, you know, I haven't, like, the thing is, I haven't always made the right choice, quote unquote, you know, but like, I don't think that I still, led me to the wrong place necessarily, you know? So I may look back and be like, okay, maybe I could have done that differently, but I still don't regret where I've ended up. So no matter what you do, I think you will end up where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. And like, don't forget to give yourself like time to have fun. Like, even in the midst of all of this, like, you know, these major life choices and questions and, you know, everything, it's like,
be like, I was just thinking, you just turned 30, you went through a long breakup, get out there, let's fuck some people.
Single lady. Yeah. Sex and the City era.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God. Frame this as your Sex and the City era.
Yeah. Throw a drink in like someone's face.
Those women live a very cheap life. Very cost-effective.
Yeah, very easy. $500 pairs of shoes every episode.
Yeah.
Lunches on lunches on lunches.
Yeah. Sex and the City 2023. I'll have a water. Thank you.
We're all sure roommates, actually.
Yeah.
That's what the new reboot should have been.
Yeah.
And just like that, we're all living in the same
Golden over. Girls, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but you got this. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what you end up doing. Let us know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And good for you for keeping pushing and just, you know, you're a fighter. I can tell. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right,
Christine. This has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I feel like I'm gonna go out after this episode and buy a bunch of nicotine patches and see what's up.
Good. We're great influences, as you can tell.
People should definitely be asking your advice. Better.
Yeah. Thank God people will trust what we say.
Where can everyone find you and your comedy on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Chrissy Meds. And then check out my website, ChristineMadrano.com. To find some good stuff.
Good stuff. Go find Christine's good stuff. And
she's so funny.
She's amazing. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
and catch y'all next time.
Bye,
guys. Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. I'm just listening to an old episode called Salsa Situation, and Tess mentioned how she wished that she knew before she went to the movie if there would be needles mentioned. Because, you know, if there's, scenes of needles or heroin addicts, makes her uncomfortable. And I want to say that there is something that exists for that. There's a website. It's called Does the Dog Die? And it's either a website or an app. But you can, go in and look specific situations about what happens in movies, and they, rate them. You know, so if you want to avoid, sexual assault, you can dodge it. Or if you want to avoid if a dog dies, you can dodge it. So. Anyway, you should check it out. It's called Does the Dog Die? Have a great day, ladies.
Hi, ladies. It's Charisse. Sorry about the dog barking. I'm calling a little late. I'm calling about the last episode from 2 weeks ago. I was waiting to call in until I remembered to call when I wasn't high, because I realized when I call in when I'm high, I tend to talk pretty slowly. So I wanted to talk about the lady who called for advice about how to know when somebody's flirting. And while I have nothing to add to the advice that everybody gave, good advice, everyone, I just wanted an excuse to tell this story because it's one of my favorites. It was New Year's one time, I was at a party, and I happened to just pass this guy, and I had one of those moments where just in an instant, our eyes met, time slowed down, we had a whole conversation between our eyes in just a look, and it wasn't like, oh my God, we're in love, blah, blah, blah. No, it was like, oh, we gonna fuck. And we did. We continued and passed and later, found each other again and went and did our thing. But we never exchanged a word before that. We looked into each other's eyes and just knew. And I've never had that happen before. And I just wanted to share because it's my favorite and I'm so glad that happened to me. All right. Love you, ladies. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.